Happy Bus!
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Good night, sleepless little dog. The sky had turned dark. The farm was very quiet as everyone got ready for bed. Russell, little dog, twisted to the left. Then to the right. She turned this way and that way. She rustled the hay beneath her.
Can't you sleep, little dog?
Mr. Pig shook his curly tail and turned with a crunching sound. He came to lie down next to little dog.
No, I can't sleep.
How about I tell you a bedtime story? I bet you'll fall asleep after that.
Do you know a story about little dogs? I want to hear a story about little dogs.
Okay, I'll tell you a story about little dogs then. Once upon a time, there was a little dog on the farm.
Mr. Pig scratched his nose and snorted twice.
The little dog tossed and turned. He couldn't fall asleep. He made the hay beneath him rustle.
Wow! He's just like me, not able to fall asleep.
Little dog's eyes widened.
Yes, he was just like you. But one day, this little dog met a magic snoring elf.
Mr. Pig scratched his belly. He continued.
This snoring elf loved to snore. When the snoring elf snored, he sounded like this.
Then what happened? Mr. Pig?
Mr. Pig's belly moved up and down, and he began snoring loudly. Ha ha ha! Mr. Pig's bedtime story didn't put little dog to sleep, but made himself fall asleep instead. Russell, little dog, thought about the unfinished bedtime story and lay on the hay with her legs in the air. She rolled here and there, causing the hay to rustle.
Can't you sleep, little dog?
Mrs. Sheep leaned close and sat down beside little dog.
No, I can't sleep.
Why don't you count sheep with me?
Mrs. Sheep spread out her thick, warm wool blanket and pushed little dog underneath.
Whenever I can't sleep, I count sheep. I always fall asleep while I'm counting sheep. Let's count together. One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep.
Little dog lay obediently beneath the wool and counted along.
Four sheep, five sheep, six sheep.
Four sheep, five sheep, six sheep.
They counted and counted. There were more and more sheep, and Mrs. Sheep's voice became softer and softer.
97 sheep, 98 sheep, 99 sheep.
Ma.
Mrs. Sheep closed her eyes and started snoring gently. Ha ha ha! Counting sheep didn't put Little Dog to sleep, but it made Mrs. Sheep fall asleep instead. Rustle! Little Dog lay under Mrs. Sheep's wool blanket, wriggling uncomfortably. She opened her mouth wide and tried to work up a yawn, but she couldn't.
Sheep can't sleep, Little Dog.
A little sparrow flew in through the window and landed curiously in front of Little Dog.
No, I can't sleep.
Sheep, I know what to do. You can sleep like me.
Little Sparrow spread out his wings. Swish! He covered his head with his wings, drew in his head, closed his eyes, and curled into a sparrow ball. Little Dog shook her fluffy tail and copied the sparrow. She covered her head with her tail, closed her eyes, and curled into a doggy ball.
Sheep, you'll fall asleep very fast. Sheep!
Little Sparrow's body swayed, and he fell onto Little Dog.
Huh? Little Sparrow?
Little Sparrow's method didn't put Little Dog to sleep. It made himself fall asleep instead. Mr. Pig, Mrs. Sheep, and Little Sparrow's snores echoed through the farm.
Sheep.
Everyone's snoring mixed together to make a beautiful snoring lullaby. As Little Dog listened, she finally felt sleepy too. She rubbed her eyes and fell asleep.
Woof!
Good night, Mr. Pig, Mrs. Sheep, and Little Sparrow. Good night, sleepless little dog. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.